I wasn't in the Senate briefing, but I imagine that's what those senators walked out thinking, this is pretty bad. And they have complete safe haven. There's nothing to disrupt their activity. They can plan it, finance it, train for it. The training camps have been unabetted for years. They just let it go. That's how you get to this place where you wonder, you know, we're in some trouble. And of course, the most recent court ruling that says you can't have a no-fly list. Perfect. That's a great recipe for disaster. I don't know if there was a federal ruling, I think, yesterday on that.
In Oregon.
Yeah. Was it Oregon?
It was Oregon. It was the federal district court for the District of Oregon. We might as well get you to say a little more about it. Said that putting, you know, the procedures for putting someone on the no-fly list were inadequate, violated the Fifth Amendment right to due process, called on Homeland Security Department to provide more information to people about why they're on the list and also ways for getting off the list. So you would disagree with that?
So we have, according to public reports, an organization trying to build bombs that circumvent security. They're working with another organization, according to public reports, in Syria, that have expressed an interest in trying to show their chops by having an international terrorist attack. And now you just had a judge rule that you can't put someone on a no-fly list. You tell me why I can't sleep at night. Right? That makes no sense whatsoever. And by the way, the international community has no-fly lists. That means you'll just be able to fly domestically. Congratulations. That is about the worst of all worlds. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. If they want to refine them, maybe they can do that. And they ought to look at refining them fairly quickly.